thankfully.
That's good. You'll be looking at the weather today and hoping that it hangs around for the weekend, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. Double fingers and
right.
double toes crossed.
Is it the event going ahead, rain, hail or shine?
Absolutely, yes.
That's what we like to hear.
Yes, exactly. It will, but we do know that people really love their cars, so they do look at the weather before they come. But, look, just come along, so it's going to be a fantastic day and we've got lots of attractions, so, you know, they need to be part of our show.
Yeah, so speaking of the show, how did it get off the ground? Why did it come about?
We've been holding them for a few years now. I'm losing count, but I think this might be our sixth. But car shows are just really big in Tasmania, and last weekend was the culmination of 5 days of the National Hot Rod Convention, and I'm sure everybody, you'd have to be blind not to see the old cars trundling around the roads. And so we went up and had a look, and there would have been over 450 cars, and they came on the Spirit and from all over. So it's just a really popular event, and we're always asked, are we holding another one? And we had one last year, and we do have one of the members of the Hot Rod Association on our committee, and he said, you want to have one at Easter just after the National Hot Rod Convention. So we're just hoping a lot of them have stayed on.
Oh, that's good. So you are actually still inviting people to be part of Top Gear at Stanley Under the Nut, is that right?
Absolutely. You just rock up and register on the day, and we're sponsored by Shannon, so we have some Shannon's pens and goodie bags that we're giving out, and the numbers and the cards that they always give out. They'll be there on the day talking to people about insuring their cars. But we have the Super Rig coming as well. And we just have a lot of great things happening. But, yes, it's just come on the day. And we're opening about 8:30. Please don't come before that. It's a bit too early. And we just hope to get as many show cars as we can.
Right. So yes. What was the thing you mentioned before? The big rig.
So it's called a Super Rig.
The
Shannon Super Rig, and it's this great big green vehicle. So Shannon's Insurance from Hobart are sponsoring our event, and they and Shannon's Insurance have a big Super Rig that tours around the country. It has a driving simulator and the famous go-go mobile on board. And my husband, Richie, who's the president of our Lions Club, and I were in Geelong just recently, and it rolled past us, and it's absolutely massive and huge. So it's very exciting to have it at our show in Tasmania for the first time.
I've just Googled it, actually. So it's big, it's green, and it's got the G-O-G-G-O. Is that the one we're talking about?
I couldn't have said it better myself. Yes, that's right. So we're very excited about that. And we have face painting for the kids and Dutch donuts and coffee and ice cream. And the Lions, our Lions Club is doing the barbecue, and we're doing breakfast rolls as well. So there'll be plenty there. And we're just looking forward to having as many people come along and view these beautiful cars.
And, of course, if you do go along, take your camera, because the backdrop is pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's very amazing, yes. So,
I tell you, I was in Stanley last week, and I go there quite regularly, and I still managed to get the camera out, and I took about 25 photos, all including the nut. I mean, they all got cows and beaches and paddocks and plants and all kinds of stuff. The nut is just such an overbearing structure, isn't it?
It is. You just never get sick of looking at it, really. But I don't want to climb it ever again.
Oh, really?
It's actually worse on the way down. It's so steep. It's really steep, but I do know people who do it every day as part of their exercise regime.
I set myself a challenge, because my parents go up and down it every now and again, and I think they said it takes about 12 or 13 minutes to get up to the top. And I thought, I'm going to time myself going up there. And this is going back 12 months ago, under 5 minutes. I got up to the top in under 5, and I was stuffed for the rest of the day.
Absolutely.
So I take the chairlift now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear. Yes. So anyway, people come along to Stanley and make the most of the town. We've just got the shops will be open, I'm sure, and even the golf club's opening. If people don't want barbecue, they can go along and have pizzas and at their little restaurant. So, and all the money that we're raising will be going towards the Menzies Institute Brain Cancer Research, and other community projects. So all the money that's raised by Lions from the community goes back into the community, and we're very proud of that.
So. Right on. That's great. So the 16th, gates open at 8:30 a.m. It is the Top Gear at Stanley Under the Nut Car Show. Victoria, where can we go for more information? Sounds like a great cause that you're raising money for as well, only $5 per car.
You can go onto our website. It is Rocky Cape Lions events page on Facebook. Gates open at 8:30, Lee, and not 11:30, otherwise the show will be half open, half closed. But we vote, public voting closes at 1, and then we draw the raffle. We've got a bumper raffle that closes, that is drawn at 2:30, and all the prizes drawn at 2. So should be a really good day. But go to our events page, and also I believe on 7BU and CFM you've got all the, yeah, the details as well.
Good to chat today. We hope it's a success regardless of what the weather does.
I know. Thank you.
Sorry to bring
really
it up, but it's the harsh reality of having events in Tassie, isn't it?
Oh, well, we are in Tasmania. Yeah. Four seasons in one day.
That's it. Good on you. Thanks for your time today.